desire to create is one of the deepest yearnings of the human soul. We each have an inherent wish to create something that did not exist before. The more you trust and rely upon the Spirit, the greater your capacity to create.
I'm Nancy Hansen, and this is Everything Creative. This program explores a wide range of creative ideas, talents, and experiences through interviews and group discussions. Join me today for a special interview with the Managing Director of the Church Audiovisual Department, David Nelson. Welcome to Everything Creative. I'm Nancy Hansen. Joining me today is David Nelson, who is the Audiovisual Department Managing Director. David, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit of your bio, and you can correct me if I'm wrong or jump in at any point. Okay. You have your PhD in Instructional Psychology and Technology from BYU, Master's in Educational Leadership, a Bachelor's in Management and Organizational Behavior, all of these from BYU. And in 2007, you became the Managing Director of the Audiovisual Department for the church. Is that right?
Correct.
So about 3 years. Before that, you were assistant director for the Center for Instructional Design at BYU. Mm-hmm. Can you just briefly tell us what that is?
Yeah, it has actually changed since I was there. But at the time, it was a group on campus that was designed to create effective media for professors who wanted to teach, as well as online courses and ways of teaching through technology. And it was a group that was put together to help create media, particularly that would use the internet as a delivery means.
For in a learning environment. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't necessarily like the BYU radio or TV.
We did utilize BYU broadcasting to create video content that would be included in the courses that we created online.
Okay.
So we were involved with them.
Also Assistant Director of Independent Studies for BYU and Instructional Designer. What does that mean?
Well, instructional design is the discipline of putting together effective instructional content that would most effectively teach someone something that they needed to know. So it's the science of instruction. And I, when in that particular position, I was responsible for creating online courses for BYU's Independent Study Program. And so I would work with the faculty members to create instructional courses online.
Okay, that makes sense. And I understand you're a father of six.
Yes.
And you have a new baby.
I have a new baby.
Oh, fun.
Yes. Very excited.
Well, you sound
about
very
it.
Busy. Tell us, what is the Audiovisual Department of the Church?
The Audiovisual Department of the Church is the group in the church that creates media for the church. And we largely create that media at the request of the brethren or the departments of the church. So we are a service entity in that others come to us and ask for help in putting together media products.
Okay.
And then we work with them to create those products.
And how long, I have this question of, I don't even know if you know the answer, how long has the Audiovisual Department been around?
It was established in 1991.
Oh, okay. So fairly new.
Yeah.
Really?
Relatively new compared to most church departments.
Yeah, that's true. So that was just at the, I'm trying to think, I served a mission and I remember it was just kind of at the point where they were starting to come out with these really great videos. And everything that the church would put out was just very impressive. And you knew it was going to be top quality, you know. But I think before that time, they were still doing film strips.
Yeah, the old film strips.
So maybe it was around that same time. So what is your specific role for the Audiovisual Department?
I am the managing director, which means that I just supervise the operations of the department. And we're engaged in a wide variety of media types. So we have a wide diversity of products that we create and work on and design. And so it always keeps us busy, and it's always interesting because there's always something new going on.
Yeah. So that would include, radio, like this,
correct,
like the Mormon Channel. Also, any of the video stuff that's going out.
Yes.
You just do everything. Anything you think of that's audiovisual, like general conference.
Any training broadcast. We do, of course, all the church films and training materials that involve media. We build interactive kiosks for visitor centers. We create media for the web, for the websites of the church. We are responsible for creating, under the direction of the brethren, the Mormon Messages videos that people are familiar with. And we help produce the content for the Mormon Channel, which is under the direction of the First Presidency.
Okay, so it just is everything. How many departments are there?
In the church itself?
Well, under the, I mean,
oh,
are,
you
are
mean
they called
divisions
departments?
Within?
Yeah, I guess it would be divisions.
Yeah. There are about 8 divisions, and they range from traditional film and video production to new media and social media type production that primarily gets delivered online.
Well, so you've got your fingers in a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And also the legacy type movies that we see here on Temple Square, those as well. Do you know, is there a new movie in production?
It's not under production, but there's definitely discussions about what will replace the current film, the Joseph film.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always in development on new concepts, and there most likely will be some kind of replacement here in the future.
That's exciting. We always look forward to those new movies coming out. Since this show is about creativity, let's talk about how you feel like you use creativity in your job.
I work with an amazing group of people who are incredibly creative, much more so than I am personally. But being around them helps me maintain my creativity. And I think the unique thing about creativity in our environment is that you couple creativity with the Spirit, because the work that we do is not our own. It really is the Lord's work. And so we have been told by our brethren that we're entitled to receive revelation in addition to our natural talents and abilities and creative capabilities. So what works best that I've seen is when someone is willing to apply their own natural creative talents, but be humble enough to find out what the Lord has in mind. And that's a powerful combination. I see that practiced by our employees every day.
I'm sure. That's such a good point, because everything that goes out has the stamp of approval of the church, and it represents the church. And so I'm sure that has to be something that completely is led by the Spirit.
Yes, and it's it is a heavy burden to create the content that will represent the Lord's church here on earth. And so you have to have a very you have to understand the source with which that inspiration comes, and it's not you, it's the Lord. But hopefully you can be used as a vessel in helping to accomplish the work. So
absolutely, and I'm sure if you talk to people on creative teams, it's just a partnership there as far as you know, being open and being that instrument to receive the guidance that you need to produce what needs to be. To be out there. So how the church is so so current, you know, in this department and with the Mormon Messages and YouTube and just all of the latest technology. How do you stay up on that?
Well, it's a challenge. The media landscape is shifting rapidly. And so we have to hire people who are really good at staying current with what's happening in the media world and in the technology world. And we've been blessed to have many people with tremendous talent who have been willing to sacrifice perhaps monetarily to come and work with the church on projects that require that kind of expertise. And I've been very grateful for the willingness of many to come and contribute their talents to the work.
Yeah. And I appreciate that as a member of the church, that when you have people that you want to introduce to the church, or I'm just proud of the things that are out there. You know, it's current and it's relevant. And so I think that says a lot about us.
Well, I think it says a lot about the leaders of the church as well, that they are progressive enough and in looking at what's happening with media and technology, and that they're willing to try some new things and to get the message out, which they feel a great responsibility to do. And their willingness to support that and has been a big part of the success of what we've done.
So. Yeah, I mean, you take a look at the way the information is spread, and you just can't deny that you've got to jump in and be a part of that,
yeah.
you know? And we just recently had, and I did an interview with some bloggers, and it's just amazing how the gospel is able to come into people's homes because of the internet, and they can,
yeah.
you know, casually just be in their home where they're comfortable and come upon it and feel the Spirit through the media. And
yeah,
there's
so many, you know, there's so many opportunities that didn't exist just a few years ago to get the message out.
So true. So where do you see the media going and the audiovisual department going in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. I can talk about some trends. There's definitely a trend towards internet delivery of content. So mm-hmm. I think we'll see more and more digital delivery in a website format, and mobile phones will be another large platform for delivery yeah. of content. So I think you'll see a move towards that and a move away from physical products that require shipping and storing. And so I think that's definitely one trend. The other trend that I see is the internet has also given us great opportunities to involve the members in the work that we do. So in the past, we were restricted to just the employees of the department. The internet is now providing ways that members can get involved in creating content. It's now become cost effective to have people create some content on their own. And as well as, I don't know if you've heard about our new website, Simply Serving, where members can actually come online and can help participate in audiovisual projects and lend their talents and time to those projects on a volunteer basis. So I'm excited about, there's so much untapped talent out there,
yeah.
finding ways to use technology to include the membership in creating this stuff, this content and these messages, to me is one of the most exciting trends.
That's true. So talk more about that. What if there are people listening that have ideas, you know, how do they become a part of this?
Yeah, we love to hear ideas. Probably the easiest way to communicate an idea, if you have one, is through email. In fact, on radio.lds.org, there's a suggestion button where someone can submit an idea and the radio station can pass that along to the audiovisual department. So that's probably the easiest way to, if you have an idea or a script or something like that that you'd like us to take a look at, we're more than happy to receive it in that.
Yeah.
That channel.
So what is what did you mention?
Simply Serving is a new site where members can log in, create an account, and then they can do work for the audiovisual department, for the translation department, for the curriculum department. They can actually come in and work on real projects if they want to, in terms of if they have a little time that they'd like to contribute to a church project. And it's just a fun way to be part of the work. And the internet technology has allowed us to be able to do this. It's called crowdsourcing. But speaking of creativity, what it does is it expands your creative pool much
sure.
larger than
oh,
just
yeah.
your paid staff, which obviously are limited.
So,
and it's global. So,
the culture also comes into play.
Right.
Yeah. That's exciting. Well, I'm talking to David Nelson, who is the Audiovisual Department Managing Director at the church. I want to talk about the creative process. Maybe you can give us an idea of how something goes from an idea to the actual product.
Sure. Yeah. And of course, there are variations depending on the product, but there's mm-hmm. kind of a basic process that we go through. And typically, either the brethren or a department of the church that wants to create some media will come up with a need or even an idea on how to use media to fill that need. And they would then typically engage our department to consult with them as media experts to help them work through the concept and figure out an approach and a budget and things.
Mm-hmm.
And then assuming that there was, after we put together a little plan and a budget and an approach, that there was approval for that concept, then it would move into being an approved project. And at that point, we would have staff who would actually come in and work with the sponsoring group to create the product. And then once it's created, the sponsoring department would be responsible to launch it or implement it and get it out to the audience that they intended.
So a huge group effort.
Yeah, it's very much a collaborative effort with the sponsoring departments, for example, the missionary department or the curriculum department. And they are ultimately responsible for that product. Our job is to assist them in creating media products effectively.
So what is the purpose of having, why have an audio visual department?
I think the reason is that the importance of media in terms of communicating the gospel message, both to members and non-members, requires that there be a group that specializes in not only doing it in an effective way in terms of the technology and practices of best practices of industry, but also who understand how to do it in a way that's appropriate for the church, mm-hmm. that represents the church and the brethren appropriately. And that's one of our responsibilities, is to understand how to create media that does represent the church well. And, right. And so we attempt to do that whenever we create a product.
So it really is all kind of about missionary work, not only to send it out to those who don't know about the church, but also those of us who are members to strengthen our testimonies.
Correct.
I mean, how many times have I sat there and watched Mormon messages and just felt the Spirit and cried? And you know, it just takes a couple minutes and you're just renewed.
And that is definitely what we hope with Mormon messages, is that first it will uplift and inspire. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on in the world, and we think hopefully these are just little spiritual pick-me-ups for the members.
Yeah.
And then we hope that if they feel inspired, that they're willing to share with friends, whether member or non-member. And we try to create them such that their people could feel comfortable sharing that message without it being hitting people over the head, or in a way that they could feel comfortable posting it to their Facebook page or something like that, or putting on their blog. So,
yeah, that's so good. Who has the final say once a product is finished? Is there kind of a committee that's going to review that and say, okay, this is...
The sponsoring council or committee, which these are chaired by members of the 12, are ultimately responsible for the products that they create using us as a partner. And then in addition to that approval, there's church correlation, which looks at every product that is created that goes out to make sure and just validate that the doctrine is correct, that there's nothing in the product that would be embarrassing or inaccurate. And so there is also that check and review. So the brethren are very careful about what goes out under the official banner of the church.
Would it be safe to say that maybe the Quorum of the 12 have seen most of the media that's going out there?
It's safe to say that they have definitely seen a great deal of it.
Yeah.
I don't know that they've all seen all of it, probably not. But the pieces that they are requesting, or that their committee that they're chairing is in charge of, the approvals come from those committees.
Yeah.
So they are very involved in the messages that go out, and they direct in those efforts.
Do you ever run into anything where maybe someone thought something was put out by the church and it wasn't?
All the time.
Yeah.
We did a study that showed us that many members were unable to distinguish between official church videos and videos put out by Mormon filmmakers or Desert Book, for example.
Oh, sure.
And so our position on that is just, we want to be able to identify official material so that members can know what material has been through this process that I describe of approval and correlation. But I think there's also great things out there that are done that aren't official, but are very worthy of attention. But in terms of, we want the members to understand that this is official. You can trust this. Everything contained in this has been looked at carefully by those in authority. And so one thing we've tried to do is better identify, by putting the church logo or some kind of we call it a slate that would identify this is official church content. And so we want members to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah. There's so many cool things out there, little widgets people can put on their pages and links, and that really do lead you right back to LDS.org.
Yeah.
Where, you know, on that website, everything is definitely approved by the church.
Right.
And I just think that's great, you know, having all that accessible.
Yeah. And we definitely don't want to discourage members from taking their own initiative to create uplifting content. We think that's really exciting. But I think it is important to be able to say, this is created by an individual member versus this is an institutional voice of the church. And so,
absolutely,
both are needed.
What have been some of your favorite projects to be involved with?
I think, you know, anytime we do a feature film, that's always really fun.
And how involved are you in that?
Very involved, mostly from an administrative standpoint and in terms of communicating what's happening to the leadership. For me, it's always the amount of amazing, creative, dedicated talent that comes together around that kind of a project.
Yeah.
It's just awe-inspiring to me to watch these good members work on these kinds of things. And with the passion and dedication and commitment and testimony, that's what's most exciting to me. The other thing that I have to say, I have a bias towards Mormon messages and the Mormon channel, because I was involved in just those concepts when they were just concepts. Mm. And to me, what's exciting about those is that they're taking advantage of new media in a way that the church has not done before,
yeah,
and found a way to reach out through those mediums in a very cost-effective way, and yet in a very broad way. And the members of the church, to get there, because of you get the comments back, like on YouTube, for example, or through email on LDS.org, you get to hear how that video impacted someone's life,
yeah,
or how it uplifted them. And we used to never get that kind of feedback,
right,
at all.
You just wouldn't know. Yeah.
You just put it out there and you wondered what good have we done here. The internet has added this feedback mechanism that helps us know how people are reacting to what we're putting out there. And so that's been really fun to kind of
see what's
listen
really
to
working
the audience. And, and even, as you said, make tweaks and adjustments based on that feedback,
mm-hmm,
so we can improve the things that we're creating. So
yeah, so it's probably pretty cool to sit in those initial meetings and talk about, we should do this, and then to see that fully come.
It's very rewarding. Yeah.
Cool.
And you often see the hand of the Lord in those things.
Oh, I'm sure.
Moving it forward.
Yeah. And the right people falling into place to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with David Nelson, who is the Managing Director for the Audiovisual Department for the Church here on Everything Creative. David, I want to talk about you for just a minute. And I'm always curious about the job that you now have, and if you ever saw yourself doing what you're doing now, earlier in your career, or even like when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
What were some of your interests and things about you that kind of make sense that you're here where you are today?
Well, it's funny, because when I was just a really young kid, I was a little filmmaker.
I
would get a Super 8 camera. And I would go out and I would recreate Star Wars films, because that was my favorite film at the time. And I would create those on little tape reels. But never did I dream that I would be actually involved in that as a career. In fact, when I got into college, I was very much headed down the business track, the management track, and thought that was how my career was going to proceed. And then through a series of events, which were just steps that kind of pushed me in this direction, I realized that my real passion was teaching and communicating using new media and media technologies. And I'm just so grateful I have a chance to actually do that every day. It's very rewarding.
What are your favorite parts about your job?
Well, certainly working with the brethren is a great treat, in terms of just they're such good examples.
Yeah.
You can't help but be a better person when you are around them and get direction from them and learn from them. That's been wonderful. Working with such dedicated staff, not only within the audiovisual department, but in the other sponsoring groups that we work with, the other departments of the church, seeing their excitement and passion for the elements of the church that they're responsible for has been very rewarding. It's a great group of people to work with. I can't think of a better environment in which to work.
That you're all on the same page and you're all working for the same common goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful unifying thing.
And how do you feel like your testimony has been strengthened through your opportunity to work for the church and in this job?
Yeah. The thing that I've recognized the most is how much this church operates on daily inspiration. From the leadership down to staff members who are entitled to seek inspiration for their own stewardships and assignments. And I see that on such a constant basis. It has been a very humbling and gratifying thing to see that this church really is led by revelation and inspiration throughout the entire organization.
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis,
yeah. You know, even since I've had the opportunity to be the host of this show and interview here, it is a privilege to be able to be here and be part of this exciting media movement, and hope that we can help others, our listeners, feel the spirit through the things that we talk about. And to remember that this is the whole purpose. This is why we do this,
right?
To share the message of Jesus Christ and to share our testimonies and help people to feel that and to feel to be reminded of their own testimonies and to feel that there's something special here that they want to find more out about. So
yes.
I really appreciate that about the media department and about, you know, all that the church has to offer that way. You're listening to Everything Creative on the Mormon Channel. We're talking today with David Nilsen, who is the managing director of the audiovisual department for the church. David, maybe we can talk about how we could better be using the media that the church has put out.
Yeah, one of the real challenges we have is making members aware of the things that are available out there that they can use to teach their families, to train in leadership callings and things like that. And so one of the things that we're trying to do better is find ways to make people more aware of the resources that are available to them,
mm-hmm.
and put those resources in a place, for example, on LDS.org, that is easy to find, easy to search, easy to locate, so that they can find the right type of media for a family home evening lesson or a training session at the church or something like that. And so we're really trying to focus on helping members be more aware of what's out there and helping them making it easier for them to find the stuff that if they knew about it, they would probably be quite excited to use it.
Yeah, because I'm sure that's probably the case is, you know, if they knew,
well,
this is the perfect video to go with this lesson. Or, you know,
right.
even what about the libraries at the churches? You know, are they usually kept current? Or I don't even know how that works, or if you do.
Yeah. Domestically in the U.S. and Canada, they're much more current than – it's much
sure.
more difficult to keep those libraries current when it's outside of the United States. But in the United States, often they will have the latest DVDs and things like that that people can check out. Distribution Center also has a great number of resources. And then, of course, LDS.org, we're trying to take all of our video content and make it working on a new version of LDS.org that will be launched shortly that will make it much easier to find these media resources. And you can view them online. You can view them on a mobile device, or you could download them and burn them to a DVD that you could put in a DVD player, for
How
example.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So we're working on trying to make it easier for people to be aware. And it's a little challenging because we don't engage in marketing here. Most companies, when they create a product, they would market it. We call it awareness. And, of course, we don't want to flood the members with too much stuff either. I think we can produce a lot of things, too much, in fact. So we need to be careful and make sure what we produce is the appropriate amount and then help find ways to help the members become aware of what would be most useful to them. So we're working on ways to do that.
Because it can be such an effective tool in a lesson to use some sort of media, but at the same time, you know, you don't want that to be your whole lesson or to take too much of the time.
Exactly. It's a great, you know, showing a couple minutes in gospel doctrine might be a way to help engage your audience, so to speak, class members, but you don't want to overdo that. You have to be careful about not overusing media as well. I think that's good caution.
Yeah, nice to find a balance there. What are some of the other challenges you see in your job or with, you know, with the department?
The other challenge, which has been, we're always looking for better solutions, is how to take these messages that we create, these products, and put them out in over 100 languages. That is something that is very unique about the church. I believe the United Nations operates in, I can't remember if it's 7 or 8 core languages. There's a reason they don't do 100, because it's challenging. From a technology standpoint, we go to vendors and we say we need to do 100 languages, and they kind of look at us like no one's ever asked us to do that before. The church is very serious about getting the gospel message out in so that everyone can hear it in their own tongue, which is a scriptural mandate. And yet the complexity to do that, sometimes the cost, can be daunting, the technical challenges in particular. And We're hoping that, again, we can find ways to get the members involved in doing some of that work so that we don't have to do it all here at headquarters. And I think the internet is going to provide us some opportunities to again, engage members more and make that more feasible. So there still have to be sometimes choices about, well, we can only do it in these 10 languages given our budget or, you know, and we feel badly we can't do it in all 100. Very important things like General Conference are done. I think General Conference is up to 96 languages.
Wow.
But we can't do everything that we create in all those languages, not to mention the fact that many times locally produced media that matches the culture would be more appropriate than a message from headquarters. And so finding ways to engage the areas, international areas, in creating content that would be relevant, culturally sensitive, that's something that it's just, we'll figure it out, but it's something that we're constantly trying to figure out how to best accomplish that.
Yeah, that is a big challenge. Talk to us a little bit about what the atmosphere is like here in the audiovisual department of the church during conference time.
Yeah, it's crazy. We have what we call a blackout period. It's 2 weeks before and 1 week after General Conference, where we try not to accept a lot of new projects because it's kind of an all-hands-on-deck experience. Running the conference center during a live broadcast that's going out in 100 languages is quite a challenge. We are extremely busy, lots of overtime. Fortunately, we have some wonderful professionals that make sure that, for the most part, the members have an error-free we don't tend to have a lot of errors. There usually are at least a couple errors that creep in. Most members don't notice them. It'll be things like a misspelling of a general authority's name.
That flashes on the screen.
Or we put the wrong picture up at the wrong time or something like that. And we notice them and feel badly about it. But most of the viewers don't notice those little things. For me personally, although I love General Conference, it's a very stressful time because I'm trying to watch conference and absorb the messages. But at the same time, I'm scared that something could go wrong or, you know. And so it's a tense time, but it's an exciting time. And whenever we successfully complete a General Conference series of broadcasts, it's always a big relief to have it done and know that the concern isn't for ourselves. It's that we don't want anything to get in the way of the prophetic message getting out to the world.
Sure.
We want to be facilitators, and we don't want to have any disruption that would in any way prevent that from happening. So we feel a great responsibility to make sure that it happens as error-free as possible.
Yeah. So. And that comes around every 6 months, which must go by pretty quickly for you.
Yes, it does.
But that it does seem like a pretty exciting time. How does the translating work? Can you talk about that a little
bit? The translators and interpreters, the interpreters are the ones that actually do the live interpretation. They will often get at least a few days advance copy of some of the talks in draft form so they can begin to think about how they're going to portray these messages in the language that they are representing. The brethren often do make changes based on inspiration up until even just hours before the broadcast. So it's helpful to kind of have an idea of what they are going to be talking about and how they may approach it. But there still is room for changes and adjustments and things. So it really is a live interpretation. Mm. So they're
hearing it through like headphones.
Right. They're hearing it through headphones. Some are here at headquarters. Many are out in the field and through technology are involved. We're beaming the broadcast to them. They are then interpreting it, and then it's coming back to Salt Lake and being sent out over the satellite back to their area.
Wow.
So, and they're very good at what they do, but it is there's a certain area that almost no one gets to visit back behind the scenes, and you see booth after booth of folks from different parts of the world all simultaneously translating these talks and interpreting these talks. Interpretation just meaning that they're they're putting it into the language,
into their language,
not that they're adding their own meaning, but they're just translating, interpreting into their own language.
That's pretty cool. It's quite an operation. I'm sure that's an amazing thing to see.
Yeah, I have never personally seen anything like it in terms of scope and breadth of.
You really get an idea of the worldwide church.
Yeah, you really
and
do.
Where this is
you
going.
Kind of see it in one room there and say, "Wow, we really are a worldwide church."
That's so cool. Well, you're listening to Everything Creative on the Mormon Channel. And we're talking to the managing director of the audiovisual department, David Nelson, and we so appreciate you being here today. We want to talk just a little bit about you personally and how you use creativity in your life, maybe some of your hobbies and things that you like to do when you're not here at work.
Yeah.
Which may be not very often, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm.
Are you musical?
I'm not really I enjoy listening to music. I'm not particularly musical in terms of being able to play the piano or anything like that. But I like picking up new hobbies and taking on new challenges. And so I'm quite eclectic in my I'm always wanting to learn something new. So my latest passion, which is of just several weeks, is astronomy. I decided I wanted to become an amateur astronomer, and it happened because my son. Came home from school and he was fascinated by what he saw in a planetarium. And he said, "Dad, this is something I'm really interested in." So I thought, okay, we'll get a telescope. We'll learn about it. We'll understand. And so it's been something that we've been doing together and with my other children and just really enjoy just trying new things, learning new things, picking up new hobbies, and just challenging myself to learn something new. So that's just one example.
Yeah, I love that. That's one great thing about having those kids is they keep you questioning, you know? I don't know the answers to so many things my kids ask me.
Yeah.
I'm sure I learned it at some point, but I can't remember. So tell us the ages of your children.
I have six children. The youngest is 7, and then 10, and then 11, and then 13, and then 16. And so,
that only makes 5.
And then, and then the brand new baby, which I forgot to mention, but I shouldn't because she's really cute. And
so there was a 7-year before that little baby.
Yes.
Wow.
There's a gap there.
How fun.
So that's been fun, but she's been the older kids really love her, and so she's been a wonderful addition to our family.
Oh, I'm sure. That's so great. Well, thanks so much for taking your time out of your busy day to come and spend time helping our listeners understand a little bit more about the audiovisual department and really what it is that you're trying to do. Any final thoughts or comments?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today. And I just maybe want to conclude with one of my favorite scriptures that relates to the audiovisual department in my mind, and that is Acts 28:27. And we kind of use this as our mission statement, and that is to assist Heavenly Father's children to see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted. And to us, that's what we feel our mission is and our responsibility, and we think that's something that we hope that we're able to create products that do touch the heart and do build testimony. And I just want to bear my own testimony in conclusion that I know that this is the Lord's work, and my knowledge of that has been strengthened by the experiences that I've had working here, and I am so grateful for Jesus Christ and the fact that we have his church and that church is dedicated to getting his message out to the world. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that and for all of your work in this great and important work that you're about. If our listeners have any ideas or thoughts or suggestions for our program, we'd love to hear from you. You can visit us at radio.lds.org or email us at radio@ldschurch.org. I'm Nancy Hansen, and this has been Everything Creative. You have been listening to an interview with the Managing Director of the Church Audiovisual Department, David Nelson.